Well, everything is awesome.
That is loud.
When you listen to that movie show.
Boy.
That was.
This is really loud.
I think it's
Thank you. There we go. Yeah, it's just me. Sorry. Had my senior
we're live,
moment. God damn, the music's loud.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, you goddamn young people.
Yeah, welcome into that movie show podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to, yes.
We do have to specify now.
We do. This is the New Age Insiders Entertainment version of that movie show. Mike Wendt, Liam Stryker, Bill Neville producing. And today we are talking about the Lego Movie.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever saw the Lego Movie.
I hope you enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I think I might have, which I'm still a little upset with you, but I think I might have enjoyed it a little bit more than you enjoyed Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The Lego Movie was released February 7th, 2014 here in the United States. It had a budget of $60 to $65 million, came back with $469.1 million at the box office. It was written by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, directed by them as well. It was produced by Dan Lin and Roy Lee, and it stars Chris Pratt, Will Ferrell, Elizabeth Banks, Will Arnett, Nick Offerman, Allison Brie, Charlie Day, Liam Neeson, Morgan Freeman, A Partridge and a Pear Tree, and so many more.
The people in the Twitch chat, because we are live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Yes.
You know, when we're doing this show, we don't have a set time, but we do it on the weekends.
Yes.
Everybody's commenting about my lack of hair.
Oh, see, I cut my hairs off, too. Hang on a second.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, look. I kind of shaved my hair as well. I did the unfortunate timing of my haircut.
Well, it's a fortunate because
I like my haircut.
Yeah.
But the reference I was making apparently is now an unfortunate timing.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Because we have something very, very exciting that's happening later this week.
Well, we do?
And so that's why I got my hair cut.
Oh, you wanted to look all professional?
I wanted to look a little bit more professional and less, like, homeless chic.
Right. Well, because, because we also do the radio show version
right.
on North Shore 104.9, which is heard every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on North Shore 104.9 here in the Boston area. And, Liam's going to go in and finally meet the bosses and everybody.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All this time, they're like, I don't believe he's actually going to co-host. I think he's just throwing his voice.
Yeah, he's just playing two different people.
It's hard to explain you to people sometimes.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, especially when they meet you.
Yeah, of course it is.
This is Liam-ish.
Liam, kind of.
Depends on who's paying us.
Yeah, it depends on who's paying. It really
does. With an NAI logo, it's Liam.
Yeah, right. Without, it's a witness protection program.
Exactly. So let's get into the Lego Movie.
Yeah.
I know what I text you guys, and I'm trying to find a way to say that.
We
can't say that anymore.
It was a delight.
It was stupid in all the ways I had wanted it to be
stupid.
Oh,
yeah.
It was such a dumb fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this movie was a delight.
It was wonderful.
It was more jarring when I realized that everything was like actually Legos. Because for some odd reason, I went in thinking it was going to be more CGI and less stop motion, but it kind of had a stop motion feel to it.
That was, one of the trivia facts I pulled up was they deliberately did that to make it feel more like Legos.
Yeah.
They didn't want it to be slick and smooth and make it look like an animated movie. They wanted to have that, the stop motion
aspect
animation
of,
feel to it.
Because I don't know if you've ever seen any of the, like, and this is kind of like a weird, like, other Lego movies where they're like,
I watched the Batman one last night.
Not those. So, like, there's the Lego movie, the Batman Lego movie.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, a series of movies where it's like Ninjago or something. It was like, it's a cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And they have more articulation in their arms than, like,
because of the animation?
Because of the animation. And okay. I was expecting more something like that as opposed to this, which is far more stop motion with Legos.
Right.
Like,
it was a computer-generated movie, but they deliberately did things to make it have that feel.
Right.
As if we actually made this movie with actual Legos.
Yeah. And it was great.
I'm trying to find it. There was a fact that there's only like two things in this movie that don't actually exist in the Legos world. All the other pieces you can actually find in Legos. And one of them, I believe one of them is Lord Business's hair.
Yeah. That would make sense.
I think that's one of them. I'll find it eventually.
It at this point does now because they released Lego movie stuff. So there is
now it does, but now. At the time in 2014 when they made it, it did not. Also, it was such a fun movie to sit there with IMDb being like,
"Who's that?
Did they really get Lando?
Yeah,
they really got Billy Dee Williams to play Lando Calrissian.
They got everybody.
Anthony Daniels actually doing C-3PO. Yeah. Han Solo, not Harrison Ford.
Yeah, of course.
There's a surprise.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Play with these goddamn toys?
Well, he hates that character.
Yeah.
Why would I want to play the Lego version?
Yeah, right. I don't understand.
Because it's fun, Harrison.
Harrison, why do you like Indy so much? He's a way shittier character.
He's a bootleg Han Solo.
Right. It's like you're nerdy Han Solo. You're Han Solo if Han Solo went and got a bachelor's degree.
I always wanted to be an archaeologist.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. God. Stupid.
So we open up and we're introduced to Emmett.
Yeah, who is just nothing special.
Mr. Regular.
It felt like the opening to 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
Where he's just getting ready for his day.
Yeah, and he's just a normal guy.
That's just what keep. Of course, the outfits are hilarious.
The outfits are hilarious.
Where, I mean, he's just, the way they did it was very clever.
Yeah.
Because it was, they're just changing bodies and bottoms and all this stuff. And
right.
It's just, again, so stupid.
It's so stupid and so self-aware. Everything is awesome. Is such a good, catchy, dumb song.
5 hours later.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, it's so funny.
No,
I
had heard the song. But hearing the song, I didn't know it was from this movie.
Oh, really?
Because, like I said, this week was the first time I watched the movie. But it works so well.
Absolutely.
It works so... Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, last week, I just completely didn't sell it, but I'm like, why the fuck is he playing this song?
Yeah.
I think I asked afterwards.
Yeah.
When we went off the air, I'm like, what's with the song?
What's with the song? Well, this is the
Now I get it.
Yeah.
And it worked so, so well.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was very, very catchy. It was pretty great. I absolutely loved it. We then find that Emmett is a lonely person because he's not anything special at all, and he just blends into the woodwork, and nobody cares about him. And he ends up finding the special.
It's just a piece that sticks to him, right?
Yeah, it's just a piece that sticks to him, and you don't even know what it is. Because prior to that,
I don't think I figured that out the whole movie. Did they ever really explain what it is?
Yes, they do.
Go on.
Right at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll get there.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there. They explain what it
that
is.
That might have been Coors Light 15.
So the thing is that whatever stuck to Emmett's back,
yes,
is going to stop the Kraggle, which is the plan of Lord Business. Lord Business, played by Will Ferrell, perfectly.
Yep.
And he's going to make everything corporate and stuck, and this is going to stop that.
Right.
This is going to stop that.
So Emmett is basically the Tyler Durden of this movie.
Sort of, yeah. Sort of.
Callback. NewAgeInsiders.com for that one.
Yeah. And so Wild Styles.
Okay. I laughed my balls off. Not the first time. But the third time somebody asked her, are you a DJ?
Yes.
Yeah. This is a great running bit because that name sucks.
That name does suck.
Like, Wild Style. Are you a DJ?
Are you a DJ?
Oh, yeah. Wild Style, also known as Lucy.
Lucy.
Played by Elizabeth Banks.
Who's dating Batman, played by Will Arnett.
Batman.
Goddamn.
Okay, so I enjoyed myself so much watching this movie that I actually rented the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, so it did its job.
I didn't enjoy that one as much. I think I texted you, it's dragging at the end.
It drags at the end.
Like, I was all in for the first part, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, I get it. I'm texting way more than I'm watching the movie at this point.
The movie drags at the end, and then at the end, during the credits, that's how we got the infamous... if you know anything about the New Age Insiders, the Aerobics National Championship, because
that's a thing.
Yeah, they come out and start doing that dance. I'm laughing my balls off.
Yep.
And because they're doing the dance for this, Watch us win.
Wasn't this hosted by Alan Thicke?
It was TV's Alan Thicke that's
TV's
hosted.
TV's Alan Thicke. Everybody's dad.
And so I get these two guys looking at me like, dude, what? Why the hell are you laughing?
What is happening?
Why are you laughing so much? And I'm like, you've never seen the Aerobics National Championship? So then we proceeded to watch, what was it, the 97 and 98?
87 and 88.
That had to be 80s. Yeah.
Sorry. 87 and 88 right. National Crystal Light National Aerobics Championships from start to finish.
Crystal Light.
Yeah, it was sponsored by that. It's hosted by TV's Alan Thicke. It was great. There were people working out in the background.
So fucking
I think my favorite part was Alan Thicke does like a comedy routine that's so bad at the beginning.
Yeah, an aerobics-themed comedy routine.
Just pun after pun.
But Batman is introduced.
Yes.
And he's Lucy's boyfriend.
Batman that only works in black.
Yeah. There's also a missed opportunity in the Lego Batman movie that they don't have... Vesuvius, right? That's Morgan Freeman's name?
Yes.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. Vitruvius. Vitruvius. There is a T in there.
Vitruvius.
The other one was a volcano.
Yeah, that's Vesuvius right. is a volcano. Vitruvius, there was a missed opportunity at the end of Batman that they didn't have him do the Avengers thing. At the end, where they should have had him go up to Bruce Wayne and be like, you're a part of a much bigger world, and you just don't know it yet. That would have been great. Would have been really, really fun.
And he's wearing two eye patches.
And he's wearing two eye patches because he's blind.
Because he's blind, yeah.
Yeah. You know, would have been really, really funny. But, yeah, the whole point is that they got to get Emmett away from Lord Business.
Yep.
Because they need to get him to the rest of the Master Builders so that he can stop Lord Business.
There's so much goofy shit in this.
So much goofy shit.
It just goes off the rails every 5 seconds.
Yeah, so I liked the brick breakdown that she does.
Mm-hmm.
So it like cuts to Lucy's POV as she's like trying to figure out how to build something.
Right.
And so it's almost like that Zach Galifianakis like equations thing in The Hangover.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like that where it's just like, there's this many bricks and I need this and I need that and I need this. And then she's able to build it.
Right.
And so I thought that was really kind of cool
mm-hmm.
as well as Emmett just being a total boob the entire time.
He's basically like, I forget the character's name in Deadpool 2, but the lucky one.
Right.
Who just happens, like her superpower is luck.
Yes.
That's kinda,
Domino.
Domino, yes. It's kind of like him, where shit just kind of falls his way.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Because he's supposed to be, what, the master builder?
He is. He's supposed to be the master builder that will save them from the Kraggle. And Lord
Ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and so because he escapes, good cop, bad cop, played by Liam Neeson.
Oh, my favorite character.
He's...
Bad cop.
Hi, buddy. Hi, buddy.
So good.
It's so goddamn funny because they use the Kraggle, which is basically just super glue.
Crazy glue.
Crazy glue. Yeah, sorry. It has to be crazy glue.
Hence the
Kraggle.
Kraggle. Yeah.
So the Kraggle is crazy glue, and he's basically weaponized it, so he's going to freeze everybody in place.
And so...
It's so funny because get me the tape of Bandai. Everything's mispronounced and stuff, but it's all just home natural stuff, which is great because it plays into kind of the end at, you know.
A tube of crazy glue with weathered label.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like, it's just crazy. Crazy glue.
There's a lot of hair on this microphone.
Cool.
That's so good, though.
It is. He freezes Bad Cop's parents, who are also just played by Liam Neeson.
Yep.
And then basically because he spins his head around back and forth, he has to erase his good cop face and then paints it on in the most terrifying way later. because he basically turns into the Terminator.
Yes. Yes, he does, and he stalks them like the Terminator
He stalks them like the Terminator. They end up venturing into different lands, which I think is very interesting because there's so many different realms. If you ever got one of the, like, if you got a Lego set, it came with, like, a book that advertised, like, other things.
Yeah.
And so it kind of hit home where it's like, this is the space set, and this is the medieval set.
Right.
And this is, so it was kind of playing on that, which I think was really fun because it was the different lands.
Have we gotten, has she taken them to Western land yet?
Just about to get there.
Okay. Because the Lego thing that says Western on it and he bangs right into him, like, this movie is just so inside.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's one big...
This is not for children. They don't get this dumb shit.
Oh, yeah. This movie was made for adults.
It really was.
And, like, it's goofy enough for the kids to enjoy, but it was made for adults, yeah. Which is the best. It's the best kind of movie. Because there isn't anything overtly adult about it.
No.
But it crushes the adult motifs and, like, inside jokes that adults would get.
Absolutely.
The Western Saloon is a ton of fun.
I'm a cowboy. Pachoo, pachoo, pachoo. Bullets, guns. What?
Yeah. Right. Right. What is it? He makes something so stupid because he's not actually good at building anything.
He's terrible.
He's absolutely horrific.
Absolutely terrible.
He's just a big dummy. He's a big, big dummy. The movie is one giant chase scene from this point all the way until we get to Unikitty's cloud.
Yeah. What is it called? Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Yeah, Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Cloud Cuckoo Land.
I want to watch this movie again.
Where there's 47 million rules, but we don't follow any of them.
Yeah, right. It's so batshit crazy.
A 5-minute monologue about all the rules they have, and then the very last one is, but we don't follow any of them. It's Cuckoo Land. What?
Yeah, right. Of course, because it's Crazy Cuckoo Land.
Crazy Cuckoo Land.
I absolutely love it. Unikitty.
Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Unikitty is amazing. Unikitty is amazing. She's fantastic. They end up going to the pantheon of all of the builders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically all of these like heroes, which is kind of cool because they get a lot of, like you said, like Billy Dee Williams is actually playing Lando.
Shaquille O'Neal comes out of left field with a catapult.
Yeah, right.
The fuck is going on?
Yeah, so they're all the master builders and they're the ones that are going to stop Lord Business.
God.
But then Lord Business shows up
okay,
and fucks
shit
up.
Okay, I just got that. So Shaq is a master builder. Is that because he throws up so many bricks?
Yes, probably.
But there was other NBA
all-stars. Did I just crack that code?
Yeah, probably. But there was just a lot of like iconic people that were there because they're...
Of course there was.
Yeah.
Goddamn Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams was there.
Having a ice cold, cool 45. Cold 45, excuse me. Cold 45. Fucked up my own reference.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah, I loved Metalbeard.
Yep.
Metalbeard was introduced, and he's a ton of fun.
That was, what's his name? Fucking Nick Offerman.
Yeah. Oh, God, Nick
Fantastic.
Offerman. Nick Offerman's great.
Fantastic.
He just is everything that he claims to be.
He's wonderful.
So, basically, they end up trying to get out, and the only thing that Emmett can come up with to build in the melee to, like, get away from Lord Business is the double-decker couch. That's his big master.
He kept going back to it, too.
Yeah. The double-decker couch.
Dumbest fucking idea ever.
Oh,
it's a bunk bed couch, and one of them brings it up.
Yeah.
How does the person in the middle get down if they need to, like, take a piss?
Yeah, right.
You either have to climb over people or just jump.
Yeah, just jump down.
And then how do you get back to your seat? It's the worst invention ever.
It is. It is. If anything, it should be like a double-decker, like,
I need more
couch
friends.
Chair.
And it's a person that we've established doesn't have friends.
Yeah, he doesn't have any friends. He doesn't have any friends at all.
Oh, my God.
They end up assaulting Lord Business's executive business tower because Taco Tuesday, because it's going to be Taco Tuesday.
Yep.
And Taco Tuesday, everything is going to go to shit.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
The S is silent.
The S is silent.
What?
It's very funny.
Oh, my God.
So they end up breaking in probably the best break-in sequence in a movie in recent years, because Unikitty coming in to do the presentation to the board is one of my favorite things in the world, and I bring it up in business meetings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever like there's just a lull, I'll just start going business, 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 business,
business, business,
and she's just in glasses. She's just in glasses and like a little suit, and Bruce Wayne is there talking. Hi, I'm Playboy billionaire Bruce Wayne.
I'm not Batman.
I'm not Batman. It's so funny. So while they're breaking in, they end up screwing it up and obviously getting caught. And probably the best sequence that kind of takes this movie from being very, very straightforward and dumb and fun to actually giving it a little heart is when Emmett ends up falling out of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
So Emmett falls out of the tower, and we're reframed in the entire movie where the little boy picks him up, and we're out of the Lego world.
Completely took me aback. I was like, yeah, wait a minute, that's real Will Ferrell.
Right. The entire movie gets a reframe, and you find out that it's like, no, it's actually about this little boy that's trying to connect with his dad.
It's awesome also because now you put it in perspective that this is, it's not just a Lego movie. It's a kid playing with this in a way, and now it all kind of makes sense.
It all clicks.
That's why Batman and Han Solo and all these people are coming. It's like, yeah, because
he's got
I used to have fucking action figures. Everyone would fight everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's no brand loyalty here.
No.
And it gives the movie some very unexpected heart.
Yeah.
When the boy is represented by Emmett and Lord Business is his father, and you find out that
imagine if the kid was actually played by Chris Pratt and it was just a man child.
That would have been so funny.
Drooling man child.
it would have made the movie very different.
Just made it a little more darker.
Yeah, it would have been very,
I only
very
work
different.
In blacks. I only work very dark grays.
Very dark grays.
I'm not Batman.
But
Playboy persuade.
But that's the thing, is like it's about their connection and their relationship. And it's like, oh my God, now all of a sudden this movie makes me feel things. I've been laughing at how dumb everything is and how stupid that double-decker couch is.
Right.
But now it's like, oh man.
It all makes sense.
Like, oh, maybe this started out as like a father-son thing and then the dad took it over and he doesn't feel like he relates to his son anymore. And oh man, he just wants his dad to love him.
Yep.
And like, oh my God, this is really emotional.
It also, it makes a lot of sense once we're in this new real world.
Right.
Why the Lord Business was voiced by the dad.
Right.
Because the dad comes downstairs and is all pissed off because the kid's, you know, combining play sets. He's not following the instructions.
Right.
And he's just, the kid's just playing.
Yeah,
he's just playing. So that's why the quote unquote bad guy is his dad in Lego World.
And his plan is to crazy glue everything together,
right?
So that the bricks will be together forever, and you can't break them apart.
The piece of resistance.
The piece of resistance. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and all it is a cap.
Yeah,
that's all it is. It's the cap to the crazy glue.
That's all it is. It's stuck to him because it's glue.
Yeah, it's just stuck to him because it's glue. Like, it's not magical. It's so goddamn funny. And then, but
I just remember, I don't know if they put it in the trailer, but when he falls on the train tracks and screams for like 10 minutes. It's just that extended.
Yeah, right. And the train's just not coming.
It keeps going. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
This movie's so stupid.
The movie is so stupid. But it's great.
It's all the stupids.
But it's so great. And then ultimately, everybody kind of comes together.
Yeah.
Because the dad finds basically him. He finds the piece that has been portraying him, Lord Business, the entire time.
Right.
And he kind of sees that his son is vilifying him, basically.
Yes, I believe the alcoholics call it a moment of clarity.
And he has a moment of clarity. And so instead of going forward with his plan to, you know, crazy glue everything together, he decides to play with his son.
Right.
And
allow him to combine the sets and all that stuff. Because they built a car with like 15, everyone was building something different.
Right. And so he ends up putting together something that's really cool. And it's like either a car or a spaceship or something. Because Benny, we didn't talk about Benny, the 1980 space guy.
Right.
But
fantastic reference too.
Oh yeah.
Because it was exactly like, that was the Legos I grew up with.
Right.
That shitty, really generic spaceman.
Yeah. Oh, those were the best though. I loved the space guys.
Benny played by, of course, Charlie Day.
Yeah.
Always Sunny.
All he wants to do is build a spaceship.
Yep.
And
he wants to build the most generic spaceship, but when they shut him down, oh my God, yeah, and he's just so sad. He's like, well, I guess I won't do it. I guess.
Yeah, I guess I won't. I guess I won't. It's so funny.
He was so excited for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Spaceship! But yeah, I the movie ends up having a ton of heart.
It really does.
And it ends up being great. It ends up doing really, really well when, like, it sets up the Lego Movie 2, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, well, now I got to let your sister down here. And it introduces the, like, the uber, like, toddler yep. block Legos.
Yep.
Which is always really fun.
Yep.
And I'm really excited for this sequel. I think that Lego really understands their brand, and the people that made this movie really understood who they were attacking.
The younger sister results in aliens from the planet Duplo beaming down to Lego World.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking remember those shitty Duplo fucking things?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the Legos that you got if your parents couldn't afford Legos.
Yes. Yeah.
It was that or Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
Which had the worst. The Mega Blocks were the worst one because they had those clips.
Yep.
So you could like bend them mm-hmm. in like a circle. And you always ended up just hitting your sister with it.
It's like the poor bastard that couldn't have Transformers, so he got fucking GoBots.
GoBots. The worst thing about that was I guess I got the better end of the deal on that one
because
I had Transformer toys,
yes.
but I only got GoBots movies, and I was like, that's weird.
I don't know. That's like a 50-50.
Yeah. Well,
you have the fun toys, but ugh.
Yeah, well, the thing is I didn't watch the GoBots all that often because I just changed the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
You know, like a normal person.
Right.
I was like, this isn't Transformers. Optimus Prime isn't here. I don't want any of this. What is this? This stupid robot that's a scooter? Why is there a scooter robot?
Scooters and Transformers.
There's no scooters and Transformers.
Wrestle.
Get off my lawn.
Business.
Is this working? is it working?
Oh, fuck.
It's working.
That's good stuff, though.
Yeah, but that, I mean, the movie is very straightforward.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. It was your first time ever seeing it.
Yes.
You know, would you recommend this to other people? Are you excited for the Lego Movie 2?
I mean, I would recommend this first one. Absolutely. I laughed. I had, especially having never seen it.
Right.
And like I said, it's the dumbest movie you'll ever watch in all the right ways.
Right.
Like, in the best way possible.
Yeah.
You can sit down. It was a little long.
It was.
They could have cut at least 10 minutes out of it.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel movies like this that extend past that 90-minute mark, it's like,
yeah, we're stretching.
What's the point here?
Yeah.
We're making a stupid Lego movie. What else do you need to say, really?
Yeah.
And I think that was part of my problem with the Batman one.
Right.
Where I think it was even longer than this one.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it got to a point where I'm just like, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Giggled so much at Michael Cera looking at that camera going, hello, secret camera. I giggled at that in the commercials, and I'm like, I'm going to see it. I'm going to giggle when it happens.
Yep.
And sure as shit, I did.
Yep.
Sure as shit, I did.
It was good. I mean, they're good, and I would definitely recommend it. I'm assuming I'll eventually see the sequel probably in theaters in the next week or two. But
yeah, we'll have to talk to Showcase Cinemas about
we
that.
We will. I think we might have to have a chat with them. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. And yeah, so it opened what? This past weekend.
It did.
Okay, cool.
It did.
Awesome. So it is out. It is available. So I would say, yeah, definitely watch the first one.
The first
one was, as you would say, a delight.
Goddamn delight.
It was a goddamn delight. And it was as dumb as a bag of hammers.
Of course. Of course. I absolutely love it. This is definitely in the Chris Pratt can do no wrong phase.
Right.
And he was crushing it during this time.
Had he already done Guardians?
He had already done Guardians. He had already also done Jurassic Park or was just about to do Jurassic Park.
He had wrapped filming. It came out in 2015.
Okay. So then he had just wrapped filming. So
that was a misstep.
Jurassic World was good.
Not like that at all.
I like Jurassic World. I didn't see the
Fallen
second
Kingdom
one.
Was not great. But just, Jurassic World was good.
I thought him and Ron Howard's daughter had no chemistry at all. Like it was like watching two people that just didn't like each other just do their job and get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan, but I'm also not a huge Jurassic Park guy, so
I'm not.
There is that
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that's probably a big
Alan.
Part of it. Alan!
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 Wake up!
Alan!
Alan!
I saw somebody.
What?
I saw somebody that was just like, this is my favorite movie, and it was that clip.
Oh.
And I was like, why?
Jurassic Park
3?
The worst of the
bunch.
What
a random movie to have as your favorite
movie. It's like saying Rocky 5 is your favorite.
Right.
That is. That's,
or, I mean, even, that's even actually saying Rocky 3. It's like, yeah, it's a good Rocky, but Your favorite movie
five
ever?
Is the worst one.
Yeah, right.
Your
five
favorite
is,
movie ever?
Five is the worst one.
It definitely is.
Five is definitely the worst one. We'll have to do that when we do.
But
the...
yeah, it's just weird random sequels being like, that's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
I'd be like saying, you know what? Creed 2 is my favorite movie ever. It was a good movie, but your favorite movie ever? Have you not seen any other movies ever?
Yeah, can I at least have you seen... I mean, yeah.
Have you literally not seen any movie ever?
Any movie ever.
I just saw this new invention called the movie. What?
What? Did you?
How are we doing on time, Bill?
Well, we're good. Yeah. Cool. Well, I want to bring up a show that I've been watching because I've started to look at new shows that I've been trying to watch.
Oh, right.
And this seems like a good place to talk about that. Letterkenny. Have you watched it yet?
I told you I don't have Hulu.
You well, that's a mistake on
we
your
talked
part.
About this at Mohegan Sun, and you were like the fourth person that week to recommend it to me.
Yeah.
Apparently, I would really enjoy it.
Yeah, you would. Watch it. You have to now get Hulu.
We did. We briefly discussed it actually this past week because I've read a number of articles saying that when Disney does their streaming service coming this year,
yes,
they're not going to have anything past, I believe, a PG-13 rating on there.
Okay.
So they're not going to have like R-rated stuff on their streaming service, which I find extremely weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Because they now own Hulu with the Fox merger.
Right.
But now you're going to be telling me that I have to buy two things.
Yeah, right.
And are they going to cost the same as like a Netflix or something like that? Because, I mean, I'm all in. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not going to get the Disney streaming service.
I should get a discount.
It should be like $6.99 if you're not going to have like the library of Fox movies or your own fucking library of R-rated movies. You know what I mean? They have stuff, Con Air, Pulp Fiction, all those, all the Miramax movies that you own.
Because that's the thing that nobody actually wants to talk about with Disney is, Disney owns Miramax and Miramax released Pulp Fiction.
Right.
And there's BDSM rape in there.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's been a whole bunch of licensing stuff over the years. I know like... I think Lionsgate picked up a bunch of the releases but they have to have something. I mean, they made those movies. They paid for those movies. They have to. I don't know how it all shakes out and works down in court, but Disney has R-rated movies in their catalog.
Right.
You know, they got to
release them somewhere.
Right. And I would be a little pissed if I had to pay like $10 for
and
the Disney
another
one.
10.
And then to see the rest of the movies they got, especially from Fox, stuff like Die Hard.
Yeah.
You know, now Disney owns Die Hard.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that shit. But if I had to go buy Hulu to get that on a streaming service, you know what I mean?
Right.
And again, this could all just be rumors and bullshit that I read online.
Right.
It couldn't just not be true.
Yeah.
But enough people have said it.
That it makes sense.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I hope they're just like, well, we heard somebody say something like this at Comic-Con, so we ran with it, and the story just kind of blew up. And I hope when it comes out, it's a full... Because it's not just... I don't believe it's just going to be... Even just Disney and Fox, because with their Movies Anywhere app, that was part of that whole thing, because they have Sony, and I think they have Universal. And
Paramount,
maybe? I think like Warner Brothers might be the only one not in, but they're also doing their own thing now.
Yeah.
So they have a library of studio movies that are past PG-13 that I would happily want to pay to see.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
To have it at my disposal. So that would be an interesting thing. But I think I'll have to get Hulu because too many people are saying go watch Letterkenny.
Yes. I also watched the first episode of The Umbrella Academy.
Is that part of the
Netflix.
Resident Evil world?
Netflix. It's weird. They've been playing trailers. It's an eccentric billionaire basically buys...
Also, before you start, fuck Netflix and their autoplay trailers. That gives me so much anxiety when I'm trying to pick a movie.
I know.
Because I'm trying to read the description, and all of a sudden the fucking movie starts. I'm like, I'm not ready yet.
I'm not ready
are
yet.
Ready?
Don't make me do
I'm
shit.
Mike, are you ready?
I'm not ready.
Why?
I want to read, goddammit.
Yeah, Pablo.
I'm a fucking grown-up.
No one reads in 2019.
Fuck!
Yeah, Pablo Francisco. All right, we're going to move on over to the... radio show.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
So you're going to have to check that out. We'll figure out how we get that to you podcast people.
Every Saturday. I mean, I'm putting it up on YouTube and Facebook.
Right, so we'll just have to
you guys
put it
can
here.
Drop it on the audio stream as well.
We're going to have to.
So the show runs on North Shore 104.9 here in the Boston area and online.
Yep.
It's on their website. Yep. You can stream it on NorthShore1049.com every Saturday morning at 9:30. And then around like noon, I've been posting it up.
Yeah, makes sense.
We're allowed to do that. And that's... That's a what I guess I kind of dubbed news and rumors.
Yeah, news and rumors.
We cover news and
rumors.
News and rumors. This coming week, we're going to be doing a full Oscar prediction.
Because Sunday is the Oscars.
Literally, yeah, the next day is the Oscars. So that's where you're going to find all our Oscar predictions.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I don't know why I did an Oscar prediction thing, but that's what it is. And coming up next week on the New Age Insiders Entertainment version of that movie show, we are doing my favorite movie, I dare I say, of the last 5 to 10 years.
Ooh.
A Star is Born.
Yes.
I mean, I've been talking to so many. It's a huge thing because of the Oscars now. But in the past week, I have been talking to so many people about this movie and how it's like. I remember when I saw it in the theater, I can't remember the last time I felt so many different things.
Emotions.
I don't want to say that. I'm feeling things in my body.
Emotions.
What the fuck's wrong with my eyes? Yeah, but so good. It was fucking amazing. And I still get fucking goosebumps when I hear this song. It is so good. So I can't wait to do that next week with all of you right here on New Age Insiders Pop. And, well, that was an abrupt end. So thank you, Bill. This is not in A Star is Born.
No, we're going to an 80s nightclub to do Scarface stuff.
Right. Thank you all for joining us here on That Movie Show.
Pointed out.
For fuck's sake. You can subscribe to any and all podcasting apps. We are on it under New Age Insiders Pop. You can get all our audio and video archives on the website, newageinsiders.com. Please follow us all on social media, at Mike Wendt, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, hashtag That Movie Show, with recommendations and ideas for what you want us to cover. And I believe in March, we're doing all Vegas.
Yeah, all Vegas.
We're going deep diving into Vegas.
We're going to finally talk about the movie that I think is better than Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
The Hangover.
The Hangover, yes. We will be doing that as well. So thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.